Okie doke. So, I have decided to do another questionnaire because I am trash and I like doing these. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm talking to Dreadspace at the moment while I'm also answering this out loud. And boy. Okay, so this is Deadly's 13 titillating thoughts, or yeah. I have not read it at all beforehand. I did see something about a horror film, but I don't know, it just stood out to me because you know, horror films. I like that shit. What the fuck? Did I just hiccup? I don't know. Who knows? Nobody knows. I don't know. Okay, so, without further ado, drumroll. One, polyamorous relationships are becoming more and more common these days. Do you believe humans should be monogamous, or does polyamory sound like a thing you could get into? Well, personally, I am not monogamous. It just, I don't know, doesn't make sense to me to, like, I don't know how to explain it. It's like, usually, sorry, usually, I end up with, like, having feelings for more than one person at once, and it gets kind of complicated, and it was really difficult as, like, a kid, because then it's like, oh, I have to choose one, oh no, it's like Twilight, but, honestly, it's like, just accept the feels you get, and just take life as it comes. I am actually 12 years old. I am sorry. Anyways, number two. On a scale of 1 to 7, how aroused are you at this very second? 2? I don't know. I just finished editing another thing for Dread that is still uploading. Oh my gosh, I will cry if it doesn't work this time. This is the second time I'm submitting it to Soundgasm, and I'm just sort of anxiously dying. Anyways, and it was pretty fun recording, and then editing was also a joy because, you know, reverb and learning how to use, of whatchamahoozy, that thing. What's it called? I know this. Audacity. Learning how to use Audacity. It's cool. It's chill. I like it. Because I'm poor as heck and I can't afford shit. Okay, number three. Most people don't record themselves masturbating or reading erotic strips to post on the internet. Do you think that because of this we are perverts? Not necessarily. I mean, I just enjoy that people enjoy it. Like, that people like what I make. And so, that's why I do it, because I like making other people happy. And when other people are happy, I'm happy, because it's like, I don't know, it's like pseudo-internet empathy. I don't know. In real life, I can't handle large crowds because it's like, oh, emotions everywhere, bombarding. And then it's just like, nah, man, ain't about that life. But when it's a good feeling, it's good, and I enjoy that. Number four. If reincarnation was a thing, what would you be reincarnated as in your next life? Either a cat or an owl. Like, honestly, one of those things. 5. If you could choose any flavor for your cum slash pussy juice to taste like, just call it fucking ejaculate or something. I don't know. What would it taste like? Or what would it be? Words. I can't use it. Oh my god, did it work?
Yes! 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 Yes!
I'm sorry, I must inform Mr. Author, sir, that it worked. There we go. I am very happy with that soundgasm right now. Oh my gosh. Okay. Anyways, moving back to questions and stuff. What would it be? I don't know. Personally, I would prefer to taste like, peaches or something, like ripe peaches, not none of that like unripened bullshit that they sell at the grocery store in like winter. But like actual fresh Georgia peaches, because that's some good shit. Six. Let's assume that humankind is given definitive proof that there is no God, no fate, no purpose in life. Is this thought liberating or depressing to you? Well, it's a bit of both, because, like, at the same time, it's like, on one hand, you're just like, oh, hey, there's nothing controlling my actions but me. But then also, there's nothing controlling my actions but me. I have to take responsibility for my shit. Yeah, 7. If you were in a horror film, what would you be according to the archetypes? If, for example, the stoner, the virgin, the jock, the nerd, etc. etc. I'd probably be the mom friend. Silly dread. Yeah, mom friend or the virgin, because sex, I have never actually partaken in it. I just make it up as I go along. 8. You decide to make a romantic dinner for someone you hope... Diner? That's spelled wrong, sir, excuse you. For someone you're hoping to do the horizontal baby boogie with. Call it that? What? what is your go-to meal? What is your go-to meal to cook? Probably like that hamburger helper beef stroganoff stuff, because that is good. Really good shit. A plus, 12 out of 10 would eat again. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Hamburger helper, stroganoff, A plus. 9. If you're a Greek god, which would you be? Well, first of all, there are also goddesses, excuse you. Gender inclusion, please. Gosh. just kidding. I'd probably be like, I don't know, Hestia or someone like that. Because, you know, goddess of the hearth and home and stuff, and I'm just very much a stay-at-home kind of person. If I had kids, I would probably be the one staying at home to work, to take care of the children, and doing all that shit, because, you know, submissive tendencies happen to be a thing that affect my day-to-day life. Whoops. 10. Rene Descartes was sitting at a bar. The bartender came over and asked if he would like another drink. He replied, "I think not," and he vanished. Wait, this isn't a question. Sorry, I forgot what I was doing for a second. How about, what is your favorite joke? I don't have a favorite joke, really. I do like riddles, though. That doesn't answer the question, though. I think... I don't have a favorite joke. I'm a very boring person. I'm like stereotypical British food. I'm very bland in reality. But I will give you my favorite riddle, just because I'm that good at making shit up on the spot. And it's actually from Dragon Age, because I am trash. I'm rarely touched, but often held. If you have wit, you'll use me well. You should absolutely answer that in the comments, because it's a very good riddle, and you can't look it up. Oh my god, I swear to god. I swear to all things holy in this galaxy. If you do, I will, like, I don't know, fucking haunt your ass the rest of my life. Or the rest of your life. Whatever. I don't know. I don't care. What is your favorite... Backing up. 11. What is your favorite flavor of Kool-Aid? Warning, I do not accept grape as a flavor of Kool-Aid. That shit is purple flavor until the day I eat a grape that tastes like purple Kool-Aid. I refuse to acknowledge it as grape. Wow, that was quite the rant. I don't like Kool-Aid. I like water. I like tea. I like Snapple. But I think I'll drink just about any flavor of Kool-Aid, as long as it's not that artificial cherry shit, because that just, like, nah, man, ain't about that life. 12. How tall are you? On a good day, I'm 5'5.5". Normally, though, like, because I have a slouch that's not good, I know. I'm, like, 5'5", 5'4.5". Fun times. I'm short. Except not that short, but I'm the shortest person, or the shortest senior at my school. So, you know. 13. If you were to go on a road trip, coming-of-age type story, in which you faced incredible odds along with a plethora of hilarious sexual misadventures, who would be the three GWA users you would bring with, and why? Oh, shit. Question, do they have to be recorders or scripters or what? I don't know. I'm going to... Scripters would be, Belle in the Woods, Dread, because, I don't know, and probably, If Only You Would, because, you know, he cool. Yeah, and then recorders, again, Belle in the Woods. Bourbon Neat, because his voice, oh my gosh, I can't even. And, let's see. Oh, MSA Ande. Because, you know. A plus. Yeah, whoops, fuck, dropped my phone. Yeah, so that is the entirety of it. And I will bid you all adieu. Until next time, GWA Backstage.